Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another edition of Talk That Tech, the
number one tech morning show in the world. Wake up, wake up.
That's right, in that's right. Wipe the crust from your eyes and come on down. Come on down. We got Operation Tech Tech over in the building.
But that reminds me of Bob Barker.
Oh, come on down. The Price is Right.
Hey, with that long mic. That mic was 10 feet long, man.
He literally could pass to the audience where he was standing. They would reach it. Oh, man, we got Darcell in the building. Good morning, Darcell.
Good morning.
Good morning. We got a lot on the docket today. So glad that you guys are rocking with us. Let me actually ask if you guys could do us a favor. If you can share this with anybody, this is going to be we have some good conversations today. We'll be talking about Dragonfire. If you don't know what that is, stay tuned to find out. Is the Apple rotting? And updates about the job market. So definitely lock in with us if you can. It's going to be a very good conversation. And I think one that you're going to enjoy.
Oh, that's for sure. For sure, yeah. Man. Joseph, bro, how was the weekend, man?
Yeah, the weekend was actually good. I was supposed to have a show, but my guest, he couldn't make it live. So we did a recording of it, and it was with Tamonte. We're going to talk a little bit about that today because his event is actually featured in the Tech Bulletin Board. But he's doing ByteCon coming up, and so we had to pre-record everything, and we had sent out a little video today, Saturday. And so I actually took the time then because we didn't have that. I went to a conference that was nearby me. It was more of like a conference for church. It wasn't anything to do with tech. But after that, I pretty much came home, and my wife was studying for her master's in mental health counseling. So she's basically up to her last class. She did her final exam yesterday, and she passed, and so she's happy about that. But she needed to take the time to like study. So when I came back, I was on daddy duty, and that was how it was for the whole weekend. Just like I cooked yesterday for the week, making sure she was good, covering the bases so that she could focus in on her exam. So that was pretty much my weekend. Nothing too exciting. But what about yourself?
Let's go, man. Well, first off, man, congratulations to her. That's huge. That's huge. Bro, super extra boring. didn't do too much, man. Outside of a funeral that I had to go to, you know, one of my friends' grandmother passed away. And we just wanted to go and support and be there for her and the family. I went to elementary school with her, and then we like kind of met back up in high school and just longtime friends of both of us. So we definitely wanted to go and support. You know, it was a good thing to see for me. Some kind of reminder, man. You know, hey, life is not as long as you think it is, even if it's long. What I mean, man, she was 90. She made it to 90 years.
Wow.
Right. 90 years. And so it was good to see, and just to really, like I said, understand, like, hey, even if it's not like, if it's a long, long time, it's still not long compared to this earth and what's been going, like, you know, just what goes on in the daily. And so just, a fresh perspective, you know. But outside of that, man, it was really good. Went to church, got it rocking early this morning, man.
Yeah, we're here now. I'm gonna go to the comment section real quickly, but the question of the morning, just to throw out to you, was how was your weekend? What did you do this weekend? So we would love to hear that from you. We got Mitch in the building. Good morning, Mitch. You're gonna like this one today. You're gonna like this one today for the topics that we're gonna cover.
Well, he's gonna love it.
He's gonna love it. He's gonna throw a party.
Mitch gonna overdose.
He's like, this is what I'm talking about. Darcell says, sorry for your loss, bro. Glad you were there for your friend. That is true. Glad you were there for sure. Darcel also said, congrats to the wife, Jay Smith. Thank you so much. That's actually her initials as well. Her name is Joanne. So
yeah,
you hit it on the head. And then we got tech coach Ralph in the building. He says, good morning, good morning. Yeah.
Good morning.
Yes, this is going to be it's a beautiful morning. Yeah, so I'm so glad that everybody was able to tune in with us. Operation Tech Takeover says worked all weekend. And so
sometimes
you,
it's like
man.
That.
Sometimes it's like you know, that.
I even hopped on this weekend myself, man. I didn't want to bore y'all with those details, but you know, sometimes you want to get a head start on the week and start it off right so that they can continue on great. And so it's a good thing sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man. So work is good sometimes. And so I'm glad if y'all had great weekends. If you just spend time with your family, listen, I'm gonna be real. Sometimes you get caught up in the Instagram glamour, right? The social media glamour of, man, I went to you know, Kilimanjaro this weekend. What did you do? Like, hold on a second. I just lived life, and that's sometimes what we need, right? We need to just reality of it. We did laundry. We did something like normal, and that's totally fine. We don't gotta do everything that we see every weekend,
sometimes,
right?
Sometimes it's like that.
Tech Coach Ralph says I was upgrading some software and hardware this weekend, as well as hanging out with some friends on Saturday. See, I like that.
Yeah, that's a regular weekend, man. Yeah. Let's bring that back. I'm petitioning for regular weekends, not. You know, no, I'm just saying, man. I know, right? Regular weekend. No, you spark something in me, man. Because sometimes, you know, like you said, you start looking at, you know, maybe IG and TikTok and a weekend in my life, and that weekend is, you know, private jets and eating off of mountaintops, et cetera, et cetera. And you're like, I don't do that. I don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, I went to the mountain and tasted this ice water that only comes out in the
beginning of spring.
Yeah, man. and listen, and here's the thing, bro. That's okay if that's your life. Like, if that's what you do, yeah. I ain't hating. But I think there's a larger number of people who, like you said, hey, I caught up on laundry this weekend. You know, I slept in a little bit later, went to church, you know, went and visited some friends, went bowling, didn't bowl out the house, but I went out to the bowling alley, you know? I think it's good to see that sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. So I appreciate you, Tech Coach Ralph, for saying what you said. Operation Tech Takeover says back to working 6 to 7 days a week. Again, well, hey, brother, if I could say anything to that, if you could just do 6 days and just rest on that seventh, it'll do wonders for you, brother. I mean, when I say rest, like, you won't do nothing. Like, you just sit there. It might do anything that delights your soul. Anything that, like, video games, whatever it is that just delights your soul, let that 7 day be that, because we're not meant to do 7 days of straight work. We're going to clank out.
They're going to last long.
For sure. Yeah, man. And Darcel says, hey, Ralph. Hey, OTTO. Awesome, man. Trey is going to limit the private jet flights every other weekend now. I'm with it. That's funny.
I'm not on them. You can catch me. You can catch me on a regular flight, probably somewhere in the middle, man.
Right
behind. First class, like right there. I'm talking about the first seats right behind first class, right next to the glass, man. That's where you spot
the caviar.
Man, really low key, it's really for the leg room. If y'all know, y'all know it. It's like a little extra, you know what I mean? They had to separate it, right? Hey, you don't belong up here, so we gonna separate you. But they didn't realize they gave me extra leg space. So that's the real reason.
Mitch said Ralph got a 10. That's hilarious. Welcome to Miami, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So we got a lot on the docket today. But like we said earlier, if you can, you know, like, go ahead and share this with others. I think that they'll definitely appreciate this show, because there's a lot that we're going to be talking about today. And I'm going to pass to Brother Trey to talk about this very interesting experience that happened in the UK that has a couple people buzzing and talking about it.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we watch these sci-fi shows and all of that, and we're like, man, that'd be crazy if we actually had something like that. And yeah, this past week, there was an experience where we seen something that, hey, that probably belongs on a sci-fi TV movie show, whatever. And that was a laser, y'all, a real laser. And I know they've probably been having lasers for a while, but this one was designed to shoot drones out of the air. Now, there is other things that they have in mind for it as well. And I'm pretty sure, if I'm being honest, you know, we've probably been having these already for years now, and they're just now bringing it out to us. I know they did say for like, that it was supposed to be coming out like 5 years ago, and so it's like 5 years behind, but nonetheless, it's here. And so, yeah, basically the laser is called Dragonfire, and it is a laser weapon that is literally there on ships that they can, so that they can, you know, drop these lasers on these drones or whatever else that comes up. And sometimes that other things that they're talking about that could come up is even to blast out different meteorites and things that come into the earth. Like, I guess if it was to ever be one huge, right, that could come through and actually be a threat to us, they could use that laser to, or those lasers, right? Because you know that the U.S. is gonna have one, you already know. But they could use those lasers to get those things out from our vicinity to kill us or whatever the case may be. So anyways, the laser's precision to hit targets like drones, potentially replacing costly missiles. So that's another thing that they're saying, you know, right? Another reason why they're going with the laser. It just sounds dangerous, but the technology is really, really high, right? So their main thing is that laser, the technology in it is offering cost savings. And then obviously it's unlimited ammunition. So I don't know. What do y'all think about? Like, is that too far? Is that something that's like, is that scary? I don't know. Like, for me, I'm halfway like, man, that's tight. That's fire. And then I'm on the other side, I'm like, man, what if they mistake a drone? Like, you know, like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how, like, how hard it would be for them to, like, you know, fire it up and get it going. But yeah, it just reminds me of like Marvel and things like that.
I thought about Martian Man. Bugs Bunny.
You're not getting away, Bugs Bunny.
Or that. Yeah, that little gun, man. That little gun.
Pew pew.
No, for facts.
Yeah,
and they did say. They did say the U.S. has been testing similar directed energy weapons, but their effectiveness in combat remains unproven. I also think that's cap as well. They probably are tearing stuff up over there in somebody's like desert and having a good old time, and they're just keeping everybody else out of the loop, including us. So, yeah, but that's funny, bro.
Yeah, it's hilarious, man. And I have to go to Ty Smith here. What up, Ty? Friend of the show. Love the picture. He said, morning, y'all. No private jets, but tropical weekend for sure on the BLK Men in Tech cruise. Oh, hey. Man. The cruise.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That sounds real good. He said there was a bomb movie with a laser weapon. I can't remember. Was that gold? No, that wasn't golden gun. I'm trying to remember which Bond had that, but you're absolutely right. You know, so even back then they were showing us that they had the capabilities.
Yeah, bro. They always gonna show us in the movie. If we keep our eyes open, they always show us in the movies first.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of this stuff, a lot of this tech and a lot of the stuff, man, they show us in the movies first, man.
Yeah. Yeah, for real, for real, for real. And so let's get your thoughts, y'all. If this is something that scares you or something that makes you feel like, ah, yeah, it's no big deal, what are your thoughts? Let us know in the comment section below. Because, yeah, I'm with you. I'm like, And I'm sorry, I don't want to make it trivial, but that's the first thing I thought of, and it stayed in my head the whole time I saw it.
Hey, that's
green
real.
Man
that's
chasing real. Daffy Duck is saying, you know.
Because, you know, I mean, ultimately, that's next, right? Like, hey, it starts off at as this big, you know, this big machine, and then over time, years down the road, next thing you know, then it's like, oh, yeah, my laser is in this little fountain pen, and I just pull it out, and then, gotcha. You know what I mean? That's just always the evolution of those things. So, yeah, eventually, it probably will be that gun, man.
Yeah, yeah, eventually. So, I mean, hey, as long as it's used for the goodness of those around, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they're asking in the comments to drop that StreamYard link.
Uh-oh, we got somebody want to call into the show? Okay, let's do it. I'm definitely going to drop that link right now so we can get some call-ins. And if you are new to the show, yes, we do have call-ins to the show, so we could definitely share that. If you are interested, I'm going to drop the link right now and definitely share your thoughts with us so that, hey, if this is something that you are either on the side of caution with or the side of this sounds good, let's do it. But yeah. Darcel says it starts with the drones.
Right. And
where does it lead? You know?
Exactly. Like I said, you know, they're not going to tell you the whole plan, right? So, it says, hey, we did this to be able to, you know, get down some of these drones that, you know, weapons that could target Russia's drones, right? But then let me sprinkle in, hey, but it could also stop meteorites from hitting the earth if, you know, if anything ever comes through, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, we know, hey, it could definitely go south, you know, at a moment's notice, so.
True. And with that being said, we have Mr. OTTO in the building, Operation Tech Takeover. Take it away, my brother.
What's going on, family? How y'all doing?
Yo.
Doing good.
Good. I was going to tap in. This is kind of like what Trey said, man. It's already kind of been in the works. If you think about it, Super Bowl, they had already used some of that type of stuff. I mean, they had bigger drones they used too, but there was drones for the Super Bowl they had taken down as well. So this is probably going to be something that's going to be utilized a little bit more for situations like that, big events when people are flying drones. They're going to use stuff like that to, you know, a smaller scale at least to take out the drones, because them big boy drones, because they ain't cheap either. Professor Black Ops, he did a show for Super Bowl weekend talking about that. So that's a good, you know what I'm saying, show for everybody to go back and check out, because he talked about that on his show about the drones and different technologies they're using right now to be able to combat that stuff, because there was a couple people that tried to fly in for the Super Bowl and for that time show. So that's what I think it's going to be used for in a lot of situations like that. It's cheaper.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't even realize that happened. They did a good job on my side. I didn't even know they had drones that were trying to get in.
They had already talked about the restricted airspace during the time of the Super Bowl. They had, you know, the police department. Like I said, look up Professor Black Ops. Start planning that like a year ahead. You know, they do all the planning for Super Bowl like a year ahead, so they had already thought about all that type of stuff and had all these things in place, and they had big drones in place flying around to catch smaller ones. I think that might have been something he said about something getting shot out the sky, if I remember correctly. But yeah, they've been talking about this stuff. So Trey, you're right. This has already been happening. It's just not mainstream to the public. They don't want everybody knowing what's really going on.
Hey man, that keeps it easier for everybody. Hey, or that's what they're thinking anyway.
You know, Darcel, if you have time to jump on the show, I would love for you to jump on the show to share what you were saying about it starts with the drones and elaborate on that a bit, because, and I'll take your take on that too. What do you think about the thought that, hey, it starts with the drones. This can move to something else. We're still talking about technology here. So what are your thoughts on that?
Of course, everything. Like, I mean, it's like you guys talk about on the show every, you know, every time. Things are changing so fast. We're evolving so quickly that it's hard to even, you know, quantify what the future is going to bring. Yeah, it starts with drone, then what's next? I mean, you've got Tesla making the humanoid robots, and, you know, everybody talks about iRobot, you know, all the freaky stuff that's going on. It's, you know, you never know. I mean, it's that's the thing about technology. It's a gift and a curse at the same time. Yes, it provides easier avenues to do things, and it provides us with, you know, different things, but there's also the double side of that coin. You have people that are going to use that technology for good, and then you've also got the people who are going to use it for bad. Look at ChatGPT. You know, everybody has talked about ChatGPT. Everybody knows what it does, but it was only a matter of time before hackers got a hold of it, and you have HackGPT. You know, they're using to do things with it, you know, on the hacker side. So there's always that, you know, that double-sided coin to everything that happens in humanities. I'm totally with Darcell. It starts here, and then where's it going to go to next? Who knows?
No, that's nice. I'm sitting here. I'm wondering, was it really Drake who started all this beef this past weekend, or was that AI Drake? Like, I don't know. Nobody knows.
This is true. This is true. You got deep fake technology, and he already made a song, so it could be. You know, it could be.
Was that him?
Back to back to back.
I think it was him.
Oh, man. Well, thank you so much. OTTO is in the building and always dropping the gem. So I thank you so much for rocking with us again and calling into the show, man.
Of course. Brothers, take care.
You too, man. Take care.
All right now.
Well, I got to go to the comment section real quickly because Ralph said, I want me a humanoid robot. So
I ain't gonna cap, Ralph. I do too, okay? I need one.
And does it actually cook and clean for me, though? Or would it rebel like my kids and be like, I don't want to do it anymore?
Based on that video, it looks like it'd be able to at least put the dishes up, like, you know, in the right spot. I know it can do some laundry, fold it up extra perfect, just like the different stores. And I'm gonna name him something black.
Tyrell, come here.
Just
go ahead and do this laundry.
Daquan, get your butt in here, man. I need some coffee.
He said, as long as you say please and thank you, you should be fine.
That's for sure.
As long as you got long-term memory.
You gotta be exactly.
Oh man. And no worries, Darcell. I see your comment there. It's all good. you know, but Darcell said, sorry, my daughter would not let me talk if I call in. The drones is one way to use lasers, but they can easily use it with SWAT or law enforcement. That's an extreme case, but still, hey, that's a good point. It could definitely become something that the police department used. Mitch said, call it Malik.
Yeah.
Yo, Malik, come over here. I need you to go get this thing off the top of the roof.
Come watch this game with me.
Yeah,
give me the probability of who gonna win.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, the possibilities are endless. Oh man, and speaking about endless possibilities, come get this remote. Come get this remote for me. It's over there.
Did y'all parents ever do that?
All the time.
Just used you. Hey, go get that remote.
Go get it over there. I want my peanuts. It's right
I'm
next to me.
I'm not amazed.
Oh, boy. That might be bringing up some old scars there.
I know, right?
Well, right now, we're going to switch over to the bulletin board, y'all. This segment is powered by Black Tech Global, your career directory for upcoming tech events. Visit blacktechglobal.com for more. And the reason why we do this, y'all, is because, listen, it could be lonely in these tech streets, because most of the times, if we're not the token black child automatically there and seen that we're the token black kid, it's a few of us, a minority, a small group of us that are in these different institutions, these different jobs. And so it's important to have networks that connect us so that we can share in our unique experiences with another group of people, which is pretty much us. So with that being said, I'm going to start sharing my screen, and I want you guys, if you have anything that you see here, hey, go to blacktechglobal.com for more. So they got the Afrotech meetup in Miami. That's your neck of the woods, I believe, Ralph. And so you definitely want to look into that. It's Wednesday, this Wednesday, April 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. Only $10 for tickets. So the price is looking right. So definitely check that out if you are in the Miami area. Again, this upcoming Wednesday. And then we have National Society of Black Engineers, TCPC. A lot of acronyms here. But they have an annual gala. And that's happening Friday, April 19th. And that's $0 to $10 to attend that. So that looks like it's pretty cool. Go ahead and check out the information there on the website if you want to find out more about that. And that's going to be, again, happening on Friday the 19th. And so where that is happening is in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So go ahead, you can check the address right there if you're in the area. We do also have ChocolateCon coming up on the 21st. So ChocolateCon is an event that our good friend Howard, who was on the show with us a couple of times, a time before. And this event is happening coming. Let me look at the date so I could tell you exactly when. But yes, April 21st in Washington, D.C. Costs $0, y'all, to attend this event. So if you are in the DMV area, go ahead, check out ChocolateCon and find out more. Then we also have Sisters in Sales, right? They are actually having an event on the 24th, which is Unlock Your Sales Potential. So if you are interested in finding out more about this and you are a sister in sales, go ahead and check this out. As you can see, they have the sponsors there as well. There's so much more information on the page. But this event itself is not that expensive at all because, again, it costs, well, $50 for that. But it's an event that you'll be able to take advantage of, a virtual summit, and you never know who you'll be able to connect with there. So definitely check it out. Now, I got something for you as well, Trey. If you are in the area, which may not be the case because this is a little bit of ways away. This is in Minnesota. But it's a golf event for National Society of Black Engineers and BIT. Shout out to Black in Technology Foundation. This is only $15 to $20. But if you are in the Minnesota area, in Roseville specifically, go ahead and check par 365, and you will have a good time, hopefully. Minnesota. Hopefully y'all don't get too competitive and lose some money out there. But last but not least, that we're covering for this particular bulletin board, we have ByteCon. Now, this event is one that I'm actually trying to go at myself. Ty Smith is going to be speaking. We got a couple of friends up in here as well that are going to be speaking at this. Friends of the show, and so you definitely want to check this out. It should be a fun experience. This Tamante, he just saw him on the far right there. He actually is a founder. That's the one I had an interview with this past week, and so you can see the guest speakers there from all sorts of life. And I'm going to skip through to see if I can find the brother, the man. Oh, these are past speakers. Never mind. He did. But these are opportunities that they have: learning, careers, networking, entertainment. And when they talk about entertainment, we're talking about esports, y'all, gaming and live music. This is going to be happening in Florida as well, specifically Miami. It's $200 for this event, but they also have a week-long event where they're also going to be having golf. Again, the golfing is happening on the 21st, so you definitely want to check that out. This is a good comment. I'm so glad that you brought this up. So I'm going to stop sharing my screen so I could talk about what is shared. But that's the bulletin board, y'all. Again, the segment is powered by Black Tech Global. So go to blacktechglobal.com for more so you can see all that is there. But I'm going to post up something that Darcel put. Darcel said, anyone going to Techpreneur event in ATL, I'll be there. My first event. So yeah, if you guys know of any events, definitely let us know, and we'll post it. I'll post it on the community tab on my show, on my channel, excuse me, and we'll post it so that way people could know about other events that may not be there. And yep, Ty Smith says he'll actually be at Techpreneur, so you guys will get the chance to meet. That'd be awesome. So glad. And I'm telling you, y'all, once you go to an event, especially a good one, one that like really does what it says it's going to do, you're going to be addicted a little bit because you're going to have that experience you may not get at your job or other places. It's like your own ERG. So definitely check that out. April 27th. Yeah. So this is going to be really good. April 27th is, I think, Techpreneurs. So that's awesome. That's awesome. All right. So now we got another segment. Hold on to your popcorn, Mitch. So don't throw it all on the ground. But yeah, I'm gonna let this pass back to my brother Trey to talk about this subject.
Hey, you know, everybody is not always good all the time, and right now it's not looking super good for Apple. Okay, there are mercenary attacks on iPhones, and we're gonna talk a little bit about you know, Apple's decline a little bit, but basically. Yeah, real quick, let me do this for, because I know we in the U.S., so we might not even really know what a mercenary is. And so basically, the mercenary attack, what they're meaning by that is basically it's really specific, super sophisticated, targeted spyware, and it's designed to get into and monitor these specific high-level individuals, like over on the other side of the world type of deal. So just unlike regular cyber crimes that really try and go wide, these mercenary attacks are specific. They're tailored, like they are doing this for a specific reason to specific people. And it's really complex. And so they're looking to try and gather any kind of sensitive information that they can, or surveil that person, right, for whatever reason. Like espionage and surveillance. So that's really what's going on. And Apple actually had to issue a warning about the potential cyber attack to these specific people, right? These high profile iPhone users. And they literally sent them a message on their phone to advising them about being cautious, man. And so that was crazy. And basically, the main thing was that they sent them, like, they realized, like, hey, these are some specific attacks that they're trying to do to these people. Let's get them this information, like, send it to them on their phone and have them, hey, either log out and then get on sense, like, I can't remember the mode, it's like sensitivity mode or something like that, where it's like your iPhone is a brick, like you're really not doing nothing on it. But basically they tried to get them out of there because they could see that people were really trying to get in, I guess. And so that's one of those things. But ultimately with that, right, we wanted to talk about how Apple may be like declining, right? Like if you look at the last few releases on certain things, like, hey, we already know they don't really do too much when it comes to the yearly drop on the iPhone. Right. Yeah. Like they're always doing the updates. But when you talk about like the hardware and all this stuff, it really doesn't change much. And they know that they can get away with it because of who they are. Right. Mm. So it's almost like, why would I change something if you're going to just buy it again anyway? When I'm giving you a 16 megapixel camera instead of 15. Right. Yeah. Meanwhile, over on the other side, Android, they might be, I don't even know, what are y'all on now? 30 megapixel or something? I don't know. All I'm saying is they're slow to roll out a lot of things. And with that, Apple has suffered its longest revenue slide in 22 years. So matter of fact, reporting four straight quarter of declining sales in this past 2023. So, you know, they're in a slump for real. Obviously, they have other parts of the business that really do really, really well. So who knows if this will make them make major changes or not? I highly doubt it. But, you know, what can we say? It's Apple.
What would Steve Jobs say right now?
That's
what I'm thinking. Is he rolling in his grave right now? Is he like, because he was a person that was very innovative. He was a person that was not only very innovative, but he did not want any excuses in order to get the job done. He literally be like, oh, you told me that it takes you 4 weeks to get this done? I need it in two. And find a way. You know, I remember hearing stories. Let me go to Mitch real quickly. Mitch was like, well. I hear him say like Ron Isley. I saw this coming. He said, Tech Coach Ralph said, about to buy me some more Apple stocks.
Yeah, I might hop in that as well. You know, you can always, hey, you, don't forget, folks, you can catch it on the way up and the way down. Okay. Yeah. So it's always a win, Mitch. A win's a win.
He's a job would be firing. Yeah, oh, well, you know, yeah, if Steve Jobs is around, right? To be honest, that's exactly what I heard. Like, I heard back in the day, people used to be afraid of going in the elevator with him. Like, he would go in the elevator, people were just like, and he did have that one little intern there who's like, hey, Steve Jobs. And he's like, wait, what's our motto, or what's our values? And the guy was like, okay, you're fired. Like, that's how he was. That's how I heard he was.
But you know what? It's wild, because if you look back through history, man, sometimes you see those characters pull up, right? And they're really like militant. They're really like that. They're really focused. But if you think about the things that come out of those type of environments, it's really crazy. Those type of people, they push you to the upper limits of your ability. And, you know, if you can hang in there, you probably are surprised at what comes out, right? Like those same people that stuck and held around. I mean, you know, multi-millionaire, billionaire, like, you know, I mean, they're up there. They're on the list. So it paid off. But now, you know, it was a cost. You know, you might get talked to a certain type of way. Like you mentioned, you might, I stayed up for 3 weeks straight because I had to, not because I wanted to, right? But, you know, it's one of those things. And so once that founder passes away, you know, a lot of things come in, and then it's unless they do a great job at forecasting and really putting the vision like on paper or like out there for people to really see, like, hey, this is what the vision that I have all the way down the line.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the kind of stuff we see, right? Because it's not I'm in not gamble mode, but like, it's not, hey, we're going to throw all the chips at the table. Now it's like, hey, we got to protect and we got to make sure we don't drop the ball. Right. But since he's gone, we got to make sure we don't drop the ball instead of, hey, let's go for it. No, we about to put out this iPad. They don't even know what that is. We about to put it out. Make it happen.
Yeah. You know? You're absolutely right. I'm going to go to the comment section, because the comment section is hilarious right now. Tech Coach Ralph said, that's how Mitch's voice is for real, though. Well. Mitch said, ha.
Oh, they Ralph, going ah. in.
Laughing out loud. I see everyone's a comedian this morning. And then Darcel says, buy low, sell high. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know, you can't, they can turn around with something, and all of a sudden you're sitting nice and pretty because you bought them on the low. Tech Coach Ralph says, we stay, I gotta applaud this. This is so true. We stay up binge watching for 3 weeks straight, a show, episode, a season, whatever it may be. Imagine focusing that energy to greatness. That is so true. You know what? I'm gonna pause here. Go ahead. You say something? Go ahead.
Mm-mm. No, I was just saying you'd be surprised.
Yeah, I was thinking about this because I came from that conference this week, and I was like, a lifestyle of excellence. What does that look like? And I was thinking, like, man, if I could start getting excellent on the little things in life, you know, how would that impact everything else? The little things. Sometimes we're excellent in certain areas where the other stuff are like, how I could relax on that. But being excellent in just having a lifestyle of excellence and a lifestyle of greatness, like, how would that change not just your life, your family, but your community, having a lifestyle of excellence? That was just a thought.
It could be huge. It could be huge.
Yeah.
I love that, man. And that, I mean, it goes along with what I was talking about, you know, when we first started the show. The funeral that I went to, it wasn't like I was there and I was there in support, but it was, when I left, I was feeling a sense of, yo, your time. What are you doing with all your time? Like, you know, being intentional about that is really where my mind was. And so, like, hey, like you mentioned, the little things, you know, those little moments, hey, what are you doing there? Even if it's, hey, even if it's not doing much, like, are you intentional about that? Like, it's nothing wrong with, hey, I'm not doing anything. But where people go, like, where it gets kind of sideways is when you're not even intentional about that. So the not doing anything for 1 hour could turn to 3, 5, 10 because you weren't intentional in, hey, you know what? I'm about to rest for an hour or so. But then I have such and such and such and such. Now, you know, but and, you know, if you don't have anything, hey, that's okay. But what I would ask is, are you where you want to be? Are you going towards where you want to be?
Yeah.
Is there possibly something that could be happening in those 5, 10 hours of doing nothing that you could be getting closer to what you're trying to do? So, you know, if you're already there, hey, do what you do, but watch my shoes.
That's right. And I'm going to go to the comment section. We got a few comments. I got Ravi as well here that says, Rodney Warren, optimize your LinkedIn profile. I believe that's is that a book or that's a, I'm not too sure, but he basically, I guess he was talking about optimization of the profile. But then I have Operation Tech Takeover says, I think he did forecast greatness, the current CEO, but after time, I think the current CEO lost touch of the vision and started to follow his own agenda. Banking on people will follow just because it's Apple.
And I mean, and that's true to a certain extent, right? But you can only do that for so long, right? It's one of those things. That's why I play both sides, right? Like, hey, look, I'm going to always have it more than likely. But then also, like I said, I'm going to have the Android stuff as well because, I mean, I don't know these folks. So if it's one of those things where you see, like I mentioned, like, yo, how is it that y'all don't have certain stuff on the phone and Android's been having it for years?
Yeah.
And the excuse is, hey, well, you know, I don't know, maybe they just want to perfect it when it comes out. But it's like, I think there's something to be said of testing and trying. And that's what Android and, you know, Samsung, like all the other side people, that's what they do well. Like, hey, we're going to test it out. We're going to try it on this one. Didn't work. All right. Next version is going to be totally different. The next phone after that, totally different because that didn't work. Or we're going to take a piece that did, put it in the next one. We're going to totally change the next one. But when you're playing it safe, it is only going to work for so long. And that works in real life as well, right? Like, you can only play it safe so long if you're expecting different results. So I don't know.
Yeah. Good point. We do also have a tech coach Ralph that says something here as well. He said, I always say my top resource is my time. Respect your time. Don't let other people disrespect your time.
Something to be said.
Sitting on that for a little bit. He said, oh, I built a calculator to identify the value of each hour of your time. Hold on a second. We might have to talk about that. I'd love to see that. I would love to work that out and see that in action for myself. just saying. Ty Smith says, we need more options and we need diversity in CEOs in the cellular industry. Just saying. You know, that's...
There's
almost zero diversity.
If y'all don't know what he's talking about, get with him.
Hit up
Ty about that statement. Let's see what he says.
Yeah, absolutely. Then I got Tech Coach Ralph says, Apple is a closed network, so it's easier to develop fast on Android. Apple is very careful to protect their children. I mean, users.
Exactly. And they're not playing, right? I saw a video the other day. Apple CEO, one guy because they were talking about the blue bubbles, or I think they were talking about like the blue bubble and the green bubble. But anyways, a guy in the audience had asked a question and he was talking about like, you know, hey, it's hard for me to communicate with my mom because she's on Android. And he was like, just switch your mom to Apple. Like, you know, it's like they want you over there. But then it's like, hey, make it easier, bro. Make it easier. I don't know. It's one of those things. But the numbers don't lie. That's for sure. And the longest revenue slide is not sounding good, y'all.
That is not sounding good at all. And so they say the revenue slide is happening, but then other people are saying there's a strong U.S. job market and it's in a sweet spot right now. Let's talk about that as well. What are your thoughts on that? Because that might be something that, well, we'll talk about it. All right. So this is by CNBC. The U.S. economy added about 303,000 jobs in March, the largest gain in over a year. And the unemployment rate dropped to about 3.8%, they say, right? Compared to the Great Resignation era that recently happened, it's slightly harder for workers to find jobs, but the market remains healthy. Workers are receiving inflation-adjusted wage increases. Despite economic headwinds, the labor market remains resilient with strong job growth. Employers are making attractive offers to new hires and actively recruiting, according to the CNBC article, and layoff rates have remained historically low. The more workers are joining the labor force, balancing supply and demand of labor, and the current job market is striving as being in a sweet spot as sustainable growth. Although cooler than before, the current job market is still desirable for workers. I'm going to pause right there. Do you guys believe that that's cap or that's real so far? I'm like, depending on who you talk about. Gordon Collins says, let's talk about the job market. Listen, Gordon, I'm going to throw this link out here again. If you want to call on the show, I'm going to drop this for everybody one more time because I know that it's been a while since I dropped the link. But yeah, definitely go ahead and call into the show if you have any thoughts about the job market right now. Because as I was looking this up, I'm like, CNBC, I hear what you're saying because I recently got hired in this job market. But I feel like for the majority of people, it's still a struggle. People are getting left and right, or laid off, I should say. I just saw this man that worked for Microsoft for about 33 years. So, to put it into context, probably as long as we've been alive, this guy's been working at Microsoft, right?
I wasn't even born yet, yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, as long as he's been working, and they laid him off, you know? And somebody said, actually somebody that I know of replied in the comments, actually, why, with all of his experience, why not put him someplace else in the company? Like, why lay him off? But yeah, let me go into a little more detail real quickly. But let me go to comment sections before that, because there's a couple of things here. Gordon Collins says, it's 4:45 a.m. in the morning. Watching y'all, brothers. We definitely need to support each other. Thank you for the value. Thank you so much, Gordon, for watching.
Yeah, Gordon.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate that.
Love it, love it. And then Tech Coach Ralph says Apple might be dropping because the government is trying to break them up as well. The argument is ridiculous, though. Interesting. I didn't think about that before. So Ty, I know this is the subject matter. You and I talked about the subject matter regarding the job market before. He said that the number of factors in people that are participating in the job market, not the ones that gave up or found alternative ways to make money. Interesting. And then Tech Coach Ralph says the job numbers don't get into the type of jobs. Yeah, so we're going to talk about that for a moment here. The wage growth has declined. Say that one more time.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say the wage growth has declined, but inflation has fallen more, increasing the household buying power. The Federal Reserve views cooling wage growth positively. In the fight against inflation and may adjust borrowing costs accordingly. Now, software developer, as I was doing research on this, I said, you know what? They say that there's more jobs available, right? They're saying that there's that 303,000, that's a number. But they're also saying, you know, so from my mindset, the way I was thinking about it, I was like, okay, if there are more jobs available, what should people be considering job-wise as of April 2024? And so there's a couple of positions. Some of them you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. I would have known that. You don't have to tell me that. And Ty Smith says something as well. It says only calculates job seekers. So yeah, man, I know it's early at your end, Ty, but I would love to hear your thoughts on this if you want to call into the show. But these are the jobs that they said that were available right now that might be good considerations for people who are looking as software developer. People making around 105,000, around that amount on average. AI engineer, I kind of agree with that. I think AI engineer is something that AI is not going away. It's been around for a long time, but now it's becoming more mainstream. They are going to need more engineers in this space, data analysts and scientists, cybersecurity, information security expert, ISE. Yeah, that's definitely in demand. Interesting thing here, renewable energy specialist. That's actually a position I wasn't thinking of before. And healthcare professionals, traveling nurses make tons of money. Like, it's ridiculous how much money they made. I think I saw like a TikTok video where guy was saying his wife was kind of like talking about how she made $50,000 in 1 month being a traveling nurse.
As a travel nurse.
So the healthcare industry is suffering with a lack of professionals in it. So these are different spaces that if you were to go ahead and look into a new job, that might be a good thing. But I would love to hear, because we have a lot of good people commenting on this subject in the chat. So if you have the capabilities, if you can, go ahead and jump on. I'm going to go with the first person on the line here. I actually see a couple people coming on here. I got Darcel in the building. Go ahead and share your thoughts, Brother Darcel.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Good morning. Doing good.
On my way to drop my daughter off at work, but I just wanted to say with the job market, man, I actually know two people very close to me that had lost their jobs. And with them looking for new ones, they're just noticing that the pay with the type of job that they have to do doesn't line up, meaning you have a lot more to do with that job title than it was before. And they're expecting you to wear a lot more hats to get the job done compared to how it used to be. So I just want to say that upskilling is very important to stay the way that you can stay on top of not being either laid off or just excelling in your role, just to make sure that you continue to upskill so that you can make yourself marketable. But a lot of jobs that I've seen for the industries that they're in, they are expecting you to do a lot more work for the same pay or even less pay.
I can see that.
Wow. Definitely an employer's market right now.
For sure.
And they know it. So instead of breaking up the roles, hey, you know what? I think this role, they can do this for this amount. And it's like, oh man, well, in the past I was only doing this, but you know, because they know they can, they're gonna do it.
I also add, you know, I worked at a startup before where I actually did wear multiple hats, and I felt like that actually helped me progress myself in the job market a little bit better. Looking for a job now, I feel like it's a little bit easier to market myself because of the experience that I had. But that was actually a situation where I put myself in those positions in order to do that. You know, I stepped up and I said, hey, I'm willing to do extra work. Hey, I'm willing to do this and that in order to get that experience, compared to going out to look for a job and say, hey, I want to use my skills to get into this role, but they're expecting you to do 3, 4, 5 different things.
Man, and so funny you said that, because Tech Coach Ralph said that they get in their pandemic revenge when people were working 3 to 4 jobs at the same time. Payback is a beep.
Very, very true, man. Very, very true.
Yeah.
Man, thank you so much, Darcel, for sharing that, man.
Appreciate that, Darcel.
Yeah, that definitely means a lot. I'm going to go to the next call on the list, but thank you so much, Darcel. I appreciate it.
Of course, y'all have a good morning.
You too. All right, we have none other than Mr. Ty himself in the building. This is a subject matter that we both talked about in the past on 101. So I'd love to hear his thoughts. Ty, you are on. Good morning, my brother. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Is my connection coming in good? I'm literally on a boat right now, so I don't know if this is coming in good or not.
Oh, so far,
yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm. Okay, cool. All right, yeah. Shout out to Black Men in Tech, by the way, for hosting this Black Men in Tech cruise. But yeah, man, so the thing about this job market here is that yeah, it didn't factor in like a lot of different stuff. Like, for example, if you leave a company, like in my situation, like I left my company to start a new company, and that's not factored in because I'm not out there seeking and looking for another job. Like, it's entrepreneurship. But
oh, we lost him right when it was getting good.
Oh, there you go. He said, but technically, keep on going, brother.
Okay, cool. All right. But technically, right. Yeah, when people leave jobs, a lot of people leave into entrepreneurship of their own thing, whether it's, hey, I'm a professional blank, whether it's I'm professional, you know, could be podcaster, it could be I'm a professional, like, online entertainer, I'm a professional this, I'm a professional that. Like, so there is a lot of people that go into this kind of entrepreneurial space, and unless they're actively seeking a job at that particular moment, then that number is going to be factored in because they're going to be seen as someone that has a job. You're just employed. You're employed under yourself. And there's a lot of people that have businesses right now. There's a lot of people that have side businesses. The whole gig economy world is picking up. There's a lot of people that are LLCing various things that they're doing, from selling t-shirts, selling all sorts of stuff. So number isn't really skewed, because when you do these like entrepreneurial events, you talk to people, there's a lot of people like, oh yeah, you know, I sell makeup, but I'm looking for a job. Yeah. I sell hair products, so I'm looking for a job. You know, I sell, you know, car parts. So
yeah, I know the connection is funny. Oh, back.
Oh, here we go.
All right, we got you. Or we don't.
Numbers are going to look great. Got me?
Now I got you, yeah.
Cool. All right. Last thing I'll say, it's an election year, so these numbers are going to look great until election hits.
So that's, listen, I've been waiting. Right, I've been waiting just to say that point, man. You know, when you think about it, every time around that same time or that same year, a whole lot of stuff starts looking good. A whole lot of numbers start looking pretty great. And so it's, you know, when you start seeing that trend enough, you're like, oh, okay, I know why you're putting this out. Or I know why it looks the way it does.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. To 2024, right? It happened every 4 years. You're like, oh, I guess he wasn't bad for the past three. Or, you know, but that is absolutely the truth. And so I know you don't have a great connection, Ty, so we won't keep you long. But thank you so much for rocking the show, because I want to go to another comment that was made by Gordon. I think this will be a great something to add here. If you have a good connection, Ty, feel free to chime in with this. But Gordon says, the market is definitely harder. I'm wondering if it's the best move to get started with Learnful to transition as a sales engineer in this market. Or is it better to network leveraging my 10 years of sales experience? I have some thoughts on that, but I want to know if you wanted to add anything to that, Ty, since you're here.
So I definitely recommend, I mean, obviously, like, shout out to all the boot camps that, you know, have sponsored and supported, like, you and this show and just everything that, that you've done. So never want to say anything negative about the boot camps, because they've definitely the reason why we have great content like this. But I think working for sure, it's something that you can do while doing a boot camp.
Right at the good part.
Here we go. Yeah, sorry. So I'm in a networking right now. Black Men in Tech is one of those groups that I just got tapped into, where there's a conference coming up later on this year. And so get their mind right before getting into tech. So
yeah, going to conferences, that's a really good point. Networking, he would say, might be a good thing as well. But when he comes back on, there we go.
Yeah, you know, it's the boat stuff. But yeah, you guys know what I'm about to say. So you guys finish off.
Listen, and I'm going to even toot your horn a little bit and say channel sales as well. You know, and that's something I was thinking about when that person at Microsoft got let go after 33 years of experience, and they didn't really pivot him someplace else. They just said, hey, you know what? You know, it's time for you to go. A lifetime, really. He's worked a lifetime at that company. A friend of his commented below and said, hey, welcome to the, you know, it happened to me, same company, right? Welcome to the life of fractional work. And that's, I think that might be the next move the next wave in regards to the market that we see is a lot of fractional workers, people that have tons of experience like yourself, Gordon, 10 plus years of experience. They're either creating value in courses, they're creating value as being consultants for companies. And even if they want to work for themselves in regards to even the channel sales arena, there's so many different avenues that people are now turning to. So that way, because there's this, as you said, the market is hard and it's challenging, they're turning to these different avenues that will allow them to be able to not only make a living, but actually thrive and have that freedom of time in certain cases. But what do you say to that, Ty, if you're still here?
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, feel free to reach out. I can definitely help out with that. That's what I do. So help businesses and companies, you know, with their technology staff.
Yeah, he helps with, I could talk on the behalf because him and I talked before, but basically, like, he helps with, in regards to, like, connecting people with different resources, businesses to businesses, B2B, internet services, right, cybersecurity, the list goes on, where you're basically serving as in a partnership with these different companies. And Ty is definitely the person to talk to about that, Gordon, or anybody else here who is interested really in working with that, especially if you have 10 years of sales experience. It's it's going to be like a slam dunk for you because it's just keeping your eyes peeled to what new businesses are happening. Now Gordon said, I'll reach out to Ty. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Reach out to him. He's definitely a great resource, Ty. And listen, Ty, I know you're enjoying your trip. You're on vacation. So listen, I don't want to keep you any longer, but thank you so much for rocking with us always. Yeah. And listen, y'all, find Ty Smith on LinkedIn. If you don't know where it is, just reach out to us and we'll point you in the right direction.
That's for sure.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
Man. Take care, man.
And I was thinking, bro, like for real. Could you imagine 33 years?
Over 33 years of experience. Like
over 33
that.
Years. Could you imagine the he wouldn't get denied for a meeting with any business, bro. 33 years of experience at Microsoft, and I'm just really speaking from that channel sales side. This guy could go into this next 20 years, 15, whatever, of his career, and it could be greater than the first 33, because now he can leverage the 33 years that he had at Microsoft to get into the doors of these businesses and still sell Microsoft if he wanted to. I don't know if he's jaded or you know, like if that really cut him deep, but you know, the sweetest revenge would just to be and go and make even more as an independent working with a company that you work with 33 years. Sometimes those lemons can actually be blessings in disguise. And if, you know, if you have the right people in your life, like a Ty Smith that can share and let you know about that space, right? Which, you know, you might not have known that was even possibility. But yeah, 33 plus years, he definitely could go and sell Microsoft direct. And then I'm sure he has connects from those 33 years that would give him a great jump start. It's just an interesting thing to think about. I really hope he does it because that would be a great story.
Yeah, I agree. Operation Tech Takeover says because they are burning us out in healthcare. Oh, it's about the healthcare professionals. Yeah,
that's absolutely facts.
Right, man.
That's facts.
It's because
I know. I've had some, I mean, I know you're speaking about them nurses, Joseph, but I've had some in my DM.
Mm.
They're tired, man. Yeah, burnt out.
Burnt
out. Hospitals running them ragged.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, it's the truth. It's the truth. Ty Smith says, with that light flex, literally on a boat. He didn't want to stay out. Yeah. Tickle drop hilarious. Yeah, man. But thank you so much for rocking with us. We're wrapping up the show pretty much right now with the Brown Box special. But listen, if there's any resources that you think you need, we may know some people. So definitely reach out to us. We'll gladly help with that. Do you want to take this one, brother, the Brown Box special? I don't mind taking it, but
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
All right. So it's a show within the show. A Brown Box special. Fun time. Right. So I work in IT, this person says, and I have seen a few crazy exits. A developer had access to the master code repository. Upon leaving, he deleted all of his contributions to a project he was working on and replaced it with gibberish and had it pushed to the server. Tech Coach Ralph, I'm gonna need you to explain how bad that is.
it sounds bad, but I don't know. It sounds horrible. When you say all, like if he was there for 2 or 3 years, all, like, man, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, I'm gonna read that. It was short enough. I'm gonna read that one more time. It was short enough that I could do it one more time because I want to make sure people heard that correctly. I work in IT and I've seen a few crazy exits. A developer had access to the master code repository. Upon leaving, he deleted all of his contributions to a project he was working on and replaced it with gibberish and had it pushed to the server. Jeez. Boy, talk about revenge on a plate served cold.
I know he jacked up some stuff. I bet they probably don't even give that kind of stuff out. I don't know. I have no clue about that side. So
me neither. I need like a Mitch. I need somebody who's in the IT world, somebody like Tech Coach Ralph to chime in and say, how bad was it that what this person did? Because it sounds terrible. It sounds bad. It may just break the code. It doesn't work. But it sounds like it was a terrible, terrible thing the person did. couldn't you get in trouble for that, though? Like, couldn't you get like legal action? Because you are, I don't know what the conditions were, but most of the times when you sign, like, your IP away when you're working for a company, right? Intellectual property, it's not belonging to you, it's belonging to the company, yada, yada, yada. So couldn't maybe they take now legal action against them?
Maybe now. I don't know. Maybe it was in a time when that wasn't the case. I have no clue, bro.
Yeah. Well, while somebody responds to that, I did get Gordon that says, you know, appreciate the dialogue, brothers. My ultimate goal is to buy businesses and leverage a job with a decent salary to give the stability needed to do so. I'm looking and open to all my options. Yeah, man. I totally hear that.
That might be a great one, Gordon. That might be a great one with get with Ty Smith for sure. And a great goal to leverage that salary to do that, man. One of my sayings this whole year. Your job is your first investor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We have We have Crystal Flex by Lex here. She says, hey guys, happy Monday. Can we ask questions in the chat? Absolutely. But the show is wrapping up soon, so you can ask questions, but we may not be able to get to it right now. But definitely type in the chat. Well, that Will Chief said, I finally catched a live.
Paris.
Paris
popped in.
Yeah, so glad you hopped in. We're actually over time today because we had a really good conversation. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. Oh no, I was just gonna say, hopefully Crystal gets that question in before we dip out. I don't know. Hopefully she's typing away.
Yeah, Crystal, get that question in while you got some time left. We're still here. Ty said, Gordon says, Ty, I'm reaching out to you now on LinkedIn. Awesome. And
we'll definitely get back to you.
Ty said, small boat, it's Miami Tech Month, lots of activity this week, great time for networking. That's still nice though, you know, small boat or not, I'll take it
on a boat.
Yeah, man, I'll take that for sure. But yeah, so that was a great Brown Box special. And Crystal, if you have any questions, definitely connect, because I think you're on with Trey. Definitely connect with Trey, and he could definitely point you in the right direction. And we would love to hear from you. Oh, the question is in. What do you recommend for someone with 8 years in tech sales as an ISR and BDR? I am now overqualified for those roles, but being told I'm not experienced enough for account manager or senior roles. All right. Ty, you want to take this first?
Exactly what we were just talking about, Crystal. The skill set that you have and that you learned over the 8 years, you can go out and do that with a boatload of different tech companies under your belt. And what I mean by that is channel sales. like we were just talking about with Ty Smith, you know, sometimes we think that we have to stay under like just one company, but when you open up the doors to channel sales, now you are literally saying, hey, not only am I able to partner with Microsoft, but I can also partner with a Verizon, with you know, all these different companies, Zoom, et cetera, all these different tech companies that you can now go take to these same businesses or businesses in the marketplace and sell them to them individually and get paid on monthly retainers or all up front, et cetera. So, you know, you can do that. And over time, it will be more beneficial to do that than to continue to try and maybe spin your wheels with companies who are they're coming up with ways to not give you that account manager role or get you into that senior role when you can say, you know what, I'm going to continue to do this, but in my 5 to 9, I'm going to be working with businesses on my own, partnering with all these different companies and really building something special that I can go out and now I'm my own account manager. You know what I mean? So that's what I would say, especially with the 8 years. You know the ropes and you know how it goes.
Yeah, and then what you're doing, forgive me if you said this, but I'm just going to just harp on this if you already said this, brother. But closing experience, right? Like having that closing experience, that's the number one critique for any SDR, BDR, ISR is, hey, yeah, you could prospect, you could do PG pretty well, pipe generation, but you don't have any closing experience. Working for yourself in channel sales, you could say, ah, but I actually do. And then you could actually say, this is the deals that I've worked on, X, Y, and Z. Create a presentation about how you actually have those contracts taken care of, signed, sealed, and delivered. So now you're not only building a business for yourself, but if anybody else kind of looks at it, they could say, oh, snap. And let me go to the comment section because she actually said some things. She said, I have channel sales experience with HPE. She said, I also have a full cycle experience. Yeah, so just really leveraging that closing experience that you already have and saying, listen, I've done closing roles already. I'm ready for this, you know. And maybe depending on your company, if you can't get hired inwardly, like promoted inwardly, then the next best thing is to find a company. There are certain outside companies that will take a gamble. Yeah.
Yeah.
On a first year.
Because I mean, you know,
market's hard. Yeah.
Dude, sometimes the people closest to you, it's hard for them to see the value in you because they see you.
Speak.
So, hey, you know, you've been there 8 years. I think I know her. They don't really know what's inside. So sometimes you do have to go on the outside and, you know, have someone else take those services that you're able to offer and your ability because the company that you've been with can't see it because they're so close, you know?
Mm. Yeah, no, absolutely. And Ty Smith said something great. I'm going to go to Ty Smith real quickly, but I want to say thank you, Gordon, for stopping by for sure. I got my boy Jeff on the line as well. Like this is my good friend. He said he caught the show as he drove in, and he appreciated the conversation, especially around time. Thank you so much for stopping by, Jeff. He said, much love, fellas. And then we have Rob. What's up, brother? Good to see you, man. Good to see you. He said, where's the super chat button? I don't have the screen in front of me, so I can't tell you, but it's definitely around there. So if you want to say something to either of our platforms, we'll definitely appreciate that. Thank you for supporting the show. But Ty Smith said something that I thought was really good. He said, yes, keep your customer relationships. And why is that? Because if you're working on these deals, the SDR, BDR, and so on and so forth, you could reach out to them afterwards and say, hey, you know, we have a, you know, especially one that you have a great relationship with. He's like, I'm actually in the market looking for an account management role, and I would love to talk to you a bit more about what I've done. Obviously, we work together, so you know my experience. And now you have that. And that's how it happens all the time, is that your customer could become your next employer, you know, because they really build rapport there with them. So that's a good point there. Man, we got a lot going on today. I want to go through all of it. She said, I agree, Ty. I got hired by a client, Infosys. Oh, nice. So you have a lot of this already. Well recruited after a big project. That is beautiful. So you have a lot going on here. I appreciate this advice. I'll be following up in the next week with a couple of you guys. Awesome. 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 And then Gordon Collins says, where can I get more info on channel sales? I never knew this. Here's the thing. I think channel sales is one of the best kept secrets because it's been around forever. It really is. It's like tale as old as time, if you think about it, of being that broker, like that broker position. But Ty Smith was definitely a person to talk to. He could provide all that information for you. We could provide you information as well if you reach out to us. But yeah, there's information out there. It's just one of those things you have to navigate to find. But Ty Smith is definitely the person. That is his world, channel sales, and he's bringing it to the forefront for a lot of us within this community.
Yeah. We're going to get it out there because it's necessary.
Yeah. It is necessary. Yeah, I said channel sales is lit. I love to be a cybersecurity channel sales rep or partner business. You got to talk to Ty. Crystal.
It's not as hard as you think, Crystal.
I'm getting excited right now. I'm
going to calm down. Joseph. I know why you're getting excited, buddy. I do.
Yeah. You could literally start that like this week. That's how I'm so excited about that. You literally could say, hey, I'm going to work on this niche right now. I know that time may not be available, but you could literally say, hey, I want to work on cybersecurity now and channel sales and start this week. You could definitely start it. You need to connect with Ty. Definitely connect with Ty. So good. So good, y'all. This was a great show, brother.
It really was. It really was. But all, like the saying goes, all good things must come to an end.
This is our longest show that we had.
I think so. It got hot, it got lit in the end, so you know we kind of had to do an encore and then an encore again. But now we appreciate everybody that popped through today. Hopefully we got this Monday started off right, this week started off right, and right there at the end, man, we appreciate you, Rob.
Yeah, appreciate, man, that. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you, it helps us keep going for sure. That's seriously, for sure. We got bills to pay. That helps us keep going for sure. Streaming artists is free. So thank you so much, Rob. Yeah. That means a lot. That means a lot.
It does.
Man, Darcel said as well, thank you for the great show. Appreciate it so much.
Appreciate
y'all.
That, Darcel.
And first the super chat. Well, for this episode, yes. We had some people bless the show before, but thank you so much.
For sure.
If you want to continue to watch, thank you so much as well. OTTO, thanks. The shows are always great. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
If you want to continue to support the show, go ahead and like it so the algorithm thinks that it's a good show. Go ahead. These comments are great as well. But if you could share this with people as well, maybe let's say just a minimum five. If you could share with like five people that you think this would be great with, whether it's on the Talk That Tech YouTube channel or even our own personal ones, that would mean a lot because, again, pushing that message out, helping this channel grow, that's the whole goal. So thank you, guys. Everybody, Gordon as well, thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you, Ty Smith, for coming in on the boat, trying to call in while the wave is casting. I probably got seasick.
Hey.
But you called in, brother. We definitely appreciate you. Y'all connect with Ty Smith, connect with Tech Coach Ralph, connect with any body here who has a voice that is trying to make a difference. Tech Coach Ralph is doing his show right now. That's why he's actually here to leave, literally, where he's breaking things down in regards to QA and things of that nature. So definitely connect.
Is he really? I'm gonna go hop on.
Yeah, man. I hopped on last week with one of his shows. Really technical stuff, and it's really good. But y'all, thank you so much again, family, for rocking with us on Talk That Tech, the
number one tech morning show in the world. We'll see y'all in the next one.
Peace and elbow grease.